relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
This is America First, and here's your host, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
And if you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out and you create a crowd, and you push back on them, and you tell them they're not welcome anymore, anywhere.
But Michelle Wood says that, you know, when they go low, we go high. No. No. When they go low, we kick them.
I need you to go out and talk to your friends and talk to your neighbors. I want you to talk to them whether they're independent or whether they are Republican. I want you to argue with them and get in their face. And
Donald Trump is a guy who, you understand, he hurts you. And you, and my testosterone sometimes makes me want to feel like punching him, and which would be bad for this elderly, out-of-shape man.
They asked me, would I like to debate this gentleman? And I said, no. I said, if we were in high school, I'd take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
And then the creepiest thing is they cheer. The Democrat audience cheers when Biden talks about using violence against his political opponent. That's what it is. I don't care what you think about Donald Trump and his tweets or his hair. I don't care. Biden, who's now the president, and I hate saying that, is cheered when he says, I'm going to use violence against my political opponent. That's how we are here today, when we can have a serving congresswoman from Los Angeles, who's been in politics for decades, break curfew in another state to talk to violent protesters and say the following. Video cut.
Two. Oh, no, not manslaughter. No. This is guilty for murder. I don't know whether it's in the first degree, but as far as I'm concerned, it's first degree.
Mr. Congresswoman, what happens if we do not get what you just told? What should the people do? What should protesters on the street do?
I didn't hear you.
What happens?
What should protesters do?
Well, we got to stay on the street, and we've got to get more active. We've got to get more confrontational. We've got to make sure that they know that we mean business.
That's Maxine Waters, and I'm Sebastian Gorka, and this is America First. So they raise the temperature. They escalate. They are actually inciting violence. We need more confrontation. From the same woman who said, if you see a member of the Trump administration, surround them, intimidate them. What does the Republican establishment do? Well, we had somebody who's not establishment in the studio for almost an hour, Marjorie Taylor Greene. She's a fighter. She wants you to help her to get Maxine Waters kicked out of Congress. She gave us the numbers. You should be a part of that. You should be a force multiplier. Call Congress right now, 202-224-3121. Put it on hold until you get to talk to somebody whilst you're listening to the show, and then tell them they've got to expel a person inciting violence. 202-224-3121. Text the word expel to 89477. That's expel, the word expel, to 89477. So what's the establishment doing? Well, let's talk to somebody who was the embodiment. Let's listen to somebody who was the embodiment of the establishment. He was a former president. And on CBS, this is what he's saying about not the Democrats. He's not commenting about the violence that they have normalized for years. He's talking about another president. Cut four. Play cut.
Though he has refrained from criticizing his successors, he told us there's a clear difference between him and former President Donald Trump.
I feel a responsibility to uphold the dignity of the office. I did then, and I do now. And I think it's undignified to want to see my name in print all the time. I think it basically sends a signal that I miss being famous. And I want people to see me. Listen to me! And I don't. I really don't.
So you feel humbled by the office?
Totally. To me, humility shows an understanding of self. It shows a belief in a higher power. It is necessary to be an effective leader. And we were short of humility.
The last 4 years.
Yeah, absolutely.
Did you catch that? How stupid is he? What does he say at the beginning? Did you catch what he said at the beginning? I believe that I need to maintain the humility of the office. And as a former president, I don't want everybody to look at me and write about me. That's what being humble is. That's what respecting the office of president is. So what does he do at the end? He insults and attacks Donald Trump as president. So how is that respecting the office? George Bush, do you not understand that you actually counted what you said within 60 seconds of saying it? Can you not track a thought for more than 60 seconds? That you have to uphold the dignity of the presidency and then you attack a former president as a former president? Okay, let's move on. Let's talk about somebody who understands what the executive should be doing and what it isn't doing. This is Congressman Devin Nunes, one of the bravest people on Capitol Hill, who is just saying it how he sees it. How is the new commander-in-chief shaping the world? We are the greatest nation on God's earth. We are the most powerful. Devin Nunes. Cut five.
The Biden administration seems to be going under the policy instead of, like Ronald Reagan used to say, peace through strength. I think their policy is speak loudly and carry a twig. So you ask, what do the Chinese really want? What the Chinese are most interested in is right now the United States is the world's reserve currency. The Chinese would like to have that, although they're manipulators too. But what they want to do, if they can just get it so that people do not trust the U.S. currency, they will benefit tremendously. And so what the Biden administration is doing, it's not just globally, it's also how much money they're borrowing here in Washington where we're printing money. So the Chinese do not take Biden seriously because the Chinese understand propaganda. They understand that the White House and the socialist Democrats get up every day and they plant stories. 95% of the content in this country is left wing. And they build these narratives, and then, of course, it's filtered through social media. So the Chinese really do understand how this process works. So what are they doing at the Biden administration? They're laughing because they don't care what the narratives are here in the United States of America. What they're looking at is how do you devalue the American dollar? And they're working on it every day. And the socialist Democrats in this town are helping them every day.
Oh, I like that at the end. The socialist Democrats in this town. And he nailed it. It's not walk softly, carry a big stick. It's walk softly and carry a twig. That's the president we have today. That's Beijing Biden. And I'm going to dedicate a whole hour of my upcoming show on Newsmax, The Gawker Reality Check, to the real threat that China poses and how Biden is making them stronger. Let's go to your calls. Judy in Brooklyn, line one. Welcome, Judy.
Hey, Hi, Dr. Gorka. How
hey.
Are you?
Good.
Good. So listen, I got two comments, and before I do two comments...
No, you got to go straight to them. We got 90 seconds. What are your comments?
Oh, okay. Well, I stood on Newsmax. That's not my comment, but I'm doing it anyways. And I liked it very much, and I'm just wondering if in the break, when you have a break, you take a walk. Maybe you could wear a leather jacket. You could have, like, look like an executive and then have a leather jacket with, like, a turtleneck. I think you'd look great in that. Okay, so here's my comment. The first call communist Maxine Waters would do if attacked would be, guess who, the police, okay?
Yes.
That's just hypocrite. And also, I have to tell you, I trust you. So I really like NTJ on the interview because I kind of was not sure about her because of the conspiracy theories that were zooming around her. But I kept thinking, you know, somehow if my Dr. Gorka still is on her side and still having her, there's got to be something to it. And now I listened to her for a whole hour, and I really think she's fabulous. So thank you for that.
Good. Thank you, Judy. That's the reason we're here, to provide you access to the people who are lied about, access to the people who are fighting for all of those who love this country. And right now, she has proven herself every single day. She bucks the trend every single day. She's attacked by the lying legacy media. The fake news industrial complex tells you everything you need to know about MTG. And do what she told us. Call Congress. Get Maxine Waters expelled. 202-224-3121. That's 202-224-3121. Thank you, Judy. This is America First. Let there be no doubt. Big tech and the far left have joined forces to purge America of conservative views. But even if you keep your accounts, you don't have to give big tech websites access to your data. That's why I chose to protect my online activity by using ExpressVPN. Ever wondered how free-to-access social media companies make all their money? Well, by tracking your searches, video history, and everything you click on, and then selling your valuable data. When you use ExpressVPN, you anonymize much of your online presence by hiding your IP address. That makes your activity more difficult to trace and sell to advertisers. What's more, ExpressVPN encrypts 100% of your data to protect you from eavesdroppers on your network. And the ExpressVPN app couldn't be easier to use. You just tap one button on your phone or computer and you're protected. Take back your online privacy with the VPN I trust at expressvpn.com/GORKA. By visiting my link, you'll get an extra 3 months of ExpressVPN service for free on a one-year package. Again, that's expressvpn.com/GORKA. expressvpn.com/GORKA to protect your data today.
Portions of America First are brought to you in part by Salem Now and Church People.
I do believe he's already launched his new platform for free speech, Frank Speech. Mike Lindell is a warrior for the truth. Support him. They're trying to cancel his MyPillow company. 24 corporations already boycotting his products. Go straight to the site. Send the cancel culture leftists a message. If you use my name, Mike's going to give you up to 66% off. That's MyPillow.com or call 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468. MyPillow.com. Promo code G-O-R-K-A. It's not enough to have our ambassadors on your dime, supposedly representing the United States at the United Nations, say, woven into the fabric of our nation and into our principles is white supremacy. It's even storied warfighters like General Stan McChrystal talking on a recent podcast.
We came out of the Second World War and we were in the early stages of the Cold War. And suddenly, white men, which were the predominant demographic there at the Capitol, white men started losing ground. They started losing their privileged position. So the relatively and maybe undeserved privileged position that a white worker had for generations was suddenly under threat. And that caused great frustration. They want to believe that there are evil people doing this to them, and they want to believe that there are relatively simple fixes to it, like a demagogic leader who comes and is able to say, I will give you the solution to your problem. We'll build a wall.
Let's ask somebody who probably sees things a little bit differently. Maybe the problem is that Stan McChrystal wasn't a Marine. This man is a major in the United States Marine Corps Reserve. Aaron Wright, welcome to America First.
Happy to be here, Sebastian. Thank you.
Have you experienced a lot of frustrated white supremacists across the Marine Corps?
Oh, my gosh. Well, look, if the top brass in today's military and in the Marine Corps in particular had it their way, they certainly would have me and the hundreds of thousands of servicemen and women believe that the most important issue facing our military right now are things like white fragility, white supremacy, white terrorism, and so forth. And it's obviously way out of touch with what our actual threats to national security are right now.
So you actually went to bat on this issue. You put your name to an op-ed piece. Really stunning how few people have actually spoken out from inside the sausage machine, sausage factory. And you actually said that you had to sit through this mandatory training to excise the extremism of conservatives across the United States military. And share with us, what was it, Black Lives Matter? Was it Antifa that are ripping down statues and causing billions of dollars worth of damage? Was that the analysis that you were sharpened to in this mandatory step-down training directed from the very top of the Defense Department and Lloyd Austin, the Secretary of Defense?
You know, Sebastian, that would have been encouraging if we did receive some training on the threat that Antifa, Black Lives Matter, and these other sort of terroristic type organizations that are all uniformly left wing. But as you know, all throughout 2020, despite all the havoc that they wrought all over the country, unsurprisingly, the military didn't undergo any training when that was going down. But as soon as Joe Biden got elected, conservatives became the target of his and Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin's and the other top brass. It was conservatives and alleged white nationalists that became the subject of their eradication efforts. And by the way, when you and I use that word eradication, we're not just making up that word. As I cite in my Newsweek piece, those are actual terms that are used in the training that I had to sit through. They use words like eradicate, eliminate, and even conquer things like racism, sexism, bigotry, homophobia, etc. Okay, now what do all these terms mean? Nobody has a clue. They don't define them. Now they provide some examples. They're all uniformly right-wing examples. But the military feels totally comfortable outsourcing these decisions on what qualifies as those terms to sort of DOD, college, human resources, department style diversity and inclusion committees to sort of sort out what those things are. But I'll tell you what, the training that we went through and all of the many documents, PowerPoint presentations that are all publicly available that I linked to in my article, it seems to me that they don't think that anything from the left is a threat. It's only things from the right that poses a threat to the United States military.
Right. So this is the most disturbing thing, because I've looked at the quote unquote training material. There's nothing to do with training, the indoctrination material. And it has to do with people who have questions about the results of the last election. It targets people who have ideas about abortion being wrong. Was there anything you saw that said, well, no, there are extremists on the left and they're also a threat?
You know, you will. There's no substantive discussion of that in any of the materials. I think just they sort of give a nod to that, but I'm sorry, I'm getting a little bit of feedback back here. There's nothing in the training that would lead you to believe that anything on the left is a threat at all.
So the big question is the following. You have a position of strength to talk about this. You may only be a major in the reserves, but you are the Deputy Attorney General for Texas under Ken Paxton. And as such, I would expect you were given a support, or there was no issue with you coming out publicly. But apart from you, there seems to be an utter dearth of voices saying, hang on, China's rising, Russia's surrounding Ukraine, Iran is nuclearizing again, but we're talking about white supremacists in the military. My experience is that anybody above the rank of 0506, as soon as they see that potential for the first star, has become immensely political inside the U.S. military. Is that your experience, Aaron?
That's 100% right. Now, I think you nailed a couple of really important points that are worth fleshing out. These top, the tops, like you said, 05, 06, they're looking at a Democrat White House and they're saying, gosh, how do I pin on that next star? Or if you already have a star, how do I get another one? Or how do I get this special post? They understand, and it's shameful that they that they're thinking this way, that in order to get that next promotion, they've got to toe the radical left-wing line, okay? But I'll tell you this, I'm as frustrating as this sort of change in policy has been for me and for many other patriotic service members, I am highly encouraged. I got to tell you, Sebastian, I've received so many emails, DMs on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, letters from old veterans who aren't even on their computers. They write letters. They found my office address writing letters telling me, hey, brother, we appreciate you calling out this nonsense. So, Sebastian, I think that, you know, this is overwhelmingly sort of a leadership class agenda that is being forced on the troops. Our military is still full of patriotic, America-loving, freedom-fighting good men and women who think that all this stuff is BS, but it's just getting shoved down their throats. It's really having a negative effect on morale. And I tell you what, our real enemies, like China and others, are just laughing at us.
We are going to dedicate a whole hour to this question on my Newsmax show, Reality First. And I think we have to ask a certain Major to join us. America First is saluting you, Major Aaron Wrights. Follow him, Aaron_Wrights. This is America First. Relief Factor. If you're in daily pain and can find relief nowhere else, you've got to try this 100% drug-free alternative that is providing liberation from pain to tens of thousands of Americans, me included. I started taking Relief Factor more than 2 years ago. I had a lower back pain issue that had plagued me for 9 years, almost a decade. I took Relief Factor 2 weeks. Yes, 2 weeks later, I was pain-free, and I'm still pain-free today. You owe it to yourself to find out if you could be in the same situation as me. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384. You've waited long enough. It's time to find out. You owe it to yourself. Relieffactor.com.
Sebastian, well, listen to him. He's with us.
What did I say in the last segment, Chad? What did I call my new TV show?
Reality First, which is pretty good.
It's not bad.
Not a bad name.
But it's not the name of the show.
Not quite accurate.
It's too many radio TV shows I'm hosting at the same time. No. One each is just fine. I'm only kidding. This is America First. The Newsmax weekly show is, of course, The Gorka. Put The Gorka at front, and then I'll help to remember it. The Gorka Reality Check. You've got to go every single Sunday, 7 p.m. Eastern, re-air at 10 p.m. Eastern, to check out our hour-long deep dive on the things that the mainstream industrial complex, the fake news legacy press, doesn't want you to know about. And you can get it for free. Yes, people don't realize. I had my buddy, one of the guests, Chris Plant, said, I didn't get to see this show. I don't have it on my cable. Dude, download the app. It's for free. And somebody I know we're going to have on the show, we're only on episode 2, is the founder, the editor-in-chief of a superlative website. It's called American Greatness, amgreatness.com. Follow him right now, the real Chris Buskirk on Twitter. Chris, welcome back to America First.
Oh, thanks so much for having me. While you were teasing the Newsmax show, I thought of maybe a tagline you could use, which is, we are about to release the Gorka.
I like that. We're going to have some monster coming out of the depths with a red MAGA hat on. Oh, that's a good segue. What a genius he is, the Chris Boskirk on Twitter. It's funny. I'm looking at this footage from New York about the NYPD and this story about another traffic stop. And the person who refused to hand over his ID threw a Molotov cocktail at the cops. Luckily, it didn't explode. But, Chris, he didn't have a red MAGA hat on.
I am absolutely shocked by that.
I thought the terrorists, the insurrectionists, are conservatives, Chris.
I'm sorry, what's that?
I thought the insurrectionists and the conservatives, you know, the terrorists are conservatives.
No, 100%. I've been reliably informed by MSNBC, CNN, and the Washington Post that this is absolute fact.
And the fact that we're seeing this again and again and again, people have to realize, who would want to be a police officer today? The footage of that police officer being gunned down, then we have the recent one of he was killed, fortunately, the driver pulling out an AK-47, blasting at cops. Where is the normalization of violence? Where is its genesis? Does it have anything to do with the rhetoric of a certain party, Chris?
No, it certainly does. I mean, it's like what they would call eliminationist rhetoric, and this goes back to, you know, sort of Buskirk Rule 1A, which is that whatever the left is accusing the right of doing, it's just pure projection. It's what they're actually doing, and it's dehumanizing, and of course it escalates, and it not only escalates, but it encourages violence. You know, to your point about the police, you know, and I'll just give you an example. Like here in Phoenix, where I live, the Phoenix Police Force has been under fire sort of behind the scenes for a number of years, where they've been trying to slowly defund the police. But, you know, going back to 2015-16, when a lot of this stuff kind of started, you know, the Phoenix Police has not been able to recruit enough police officers. So they are, you know, they're down by a couple hundred police officers versus what their complement should be based on the number of police officers they need to just do the basic work, all at a time while the city itself is growing. And this is being seen in police forces across the country, and it's very, very dangerous.
And is there any public discussion of this from the police force? Is there any political discussion that this is creating potential danger and insecurity for the populace that the police is supposed to protect, Chris?
You know, the police unions are actually very, very good on this. And, you know, it's a little bit maybe, I don't know, ironic, but that, you know, somebody who's sort of generally skeptical of public sector unions. I feel just the opposite, actually, about the police unions. The police unions are really necessary because the police are vilified so strongly, and they need these unions in order to stand up for their members. And the police unions, not just here in Phoenix, but all across this country, have been very good and very vocal about trying to get this message out, that saying, look, guys, you're having this political debate, you're having this cultural debate in the streets. There are not enough cops on the streets to do the job we have to do. We can't recruit people. Our experienced officers are leaving the force to go do something else because it's not worth it to them, because they know no matter what they do, they're going to be vilified and they're going to be wrong. And it's leading to an untenable situation. But they don't get covered, right? The police forces are yelling into the wind because they are going against the prevailing doctrines and agenda being put out by the mainstream media.
And not only that, politicians like Maxine Waters, who is encouraging more violence, saying, if we don't get the verdict we want in the Chauvin trial, then more violence. That, for me, is the definition of incitement to insurrection. We're talking to the founder of American Greatness, amgreatness.com. Follow him on Twitter, the Chris Boskirk. I'm Sebastian Gorka, back with Chris in a moment, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Sadly, we're living under a Biden-Harris administration, and we all have to navigate the fallout of the barrage of executive orders. We have a good idea of what these are going to mean for the country. More debt, more regulation, slower growth, and higher taxes. Congress continues to expand spending, and the Fed has no choice but to keep printing money at an accelerated rate. This causes the dollar to fall and gold to increase. Add in recent talk of the so-called Great Reset, the multinational elite enacting a digital wallet currency. And just think of the implications of all of this and exactly what it'll do to your personal finances. The importance of owning physical gold and silver has never been stronger. Time to create your own gold standard with a call to the dealer I do business with. Call the experts at veteran-owned Midas Gold Group. Call 855-322-GOLD. That's 855-322-4653. Online at MidasGoldGroup.com.
America First. Magnificent.
He doesn't just make the best pillows in the world. Bed sheets, towels, slippers, pajamas, you name it. He's also a film producer. Yes, Mike Lindell's latest movie. It's called Church People. It stars Thor Ramsey, Stephen Baldwin, Donald Faison, and Joey Fatone. It's about a youth pastor who gets in trouble with his own church leadership because they want to do something potentially blasphemous. Find out more. You'll be laughing out loud. You can stream it at salemnow.com. Use promo code G-O-R-K-A for extra discounts. That's Mike Lindell's new comedy, Church People. Stream it at salemnow.com. Promo code G-O-R-K-A. We are back with the founder of American Greatness, amgreatness.com. Follow him on Twitter, the Chris Bell. Chris, Concord and Lexington, it's the anniversary, the shot, or the shots heard around the world. Is it possible that both sides of the political aisle are out of touch with how America was actually born, Chris?
Oh, I think so. Yeah, it's more than possible. That's the way it is, and it is a it's a shame because the way America was born, really, it's one of, you know, politically, it's one of the greatest stories ever told in the history of mankind, and it's something that if people understood it better and realized that sort of the rich heritage that's passed down to all of us as a result of it, I think people would have a much deeper appreciation for this country. You know, it's sort of the way I think about it is it's a way to connect my grandparents or grandparents to my grandchildren and great grandchildren. You know, it sort of reaches across multiple generations and binds all of us together.
And the idea that in that anti-Burkean way, that the good men, enough good men actually acted in the face of evil, despite it being a fraction, maybe 2.5%, maybe 2% of the colonial population actually decided to take arms up against their oppressors. Isn't that more important than ever?
Look, I'm glad you cited that statistic. A lot of people, even people who know about the American War for Independence, they sort of have the impression that this was this mass uprising. Everybody was 100% behind it, and that just isn't true. I mean, as you say, it was, the colonies were divided between the loyalists and the people who wanted independence. And even among the people who wanted independence, it was a smaller subset who were willing to fight for it. But this goes to one of my major themes in approaching politics, which is that small, dedicated groups can change the course of history.
Are we seeing that right now, the Democrat Party, the very loud, small, radical minority, or has it truly en bloc become radicalized?
You know, I think what I guess I would say that it was a small minority that was able to change the Democrat Party, and it's grown into a larger group over time because they were successful in doing that. And that what my encouragement to people on our side is to look at that history, or to look at the history of a lot of groups throughout history. Maybe most importantly would be the Christian Church, which is you have very small groups of people who believe something that is true. They're dedicated to changing the world because of it, and that means that there's hope. And the people on our side are often discouraged, or sometimes hopeless. But you think, find the people that you're close to and work on projects together. You know, and find those friendships and work. Join arms and work together, and we actually can change history for the better.
On our side, do we take notice of these zombie-like voices reanimated of Boehner, of George Bush making statements today? How significant are they? Can we just dismiss them? Or is this a very negative sign that now that President Trump is not in the Oval Office, that the old business as usual, creepy establishment Republican Party is coming back, Chris?
Well, they certainly want to come back. There's no doubt about that. They've been waiting for this moment since, you know, the end of 2015 or the beginning of 2016. I mean, these are people who hated Donald Trump, not just the person, though that was true, but they hated what he stood for. And they despise the people who voted for him because they, you know, they're basically out of touch with where the middle of the country is. And so they've just been waiting for Trump to be out of office, out of the way, silenced, as you know, silenced by social media, not silenced entirely, because he continues to get his message out. But yeah, there's a fight to be had here because the pre-Trumpian Republican establishment, as you say, sort of the George W. Bush crowd and others, you know, they want to come back into power, as you say, slither back into power. And that means that, you know, that the America First populist nationalist wing of the party, which, by the way, it's like a 95% wing. Right. This is, I don't know if this is a wing. This is the house.
So really, you are that optimistic that it is now an America First party and this is 5% of the traditional swamp monsters?
Yeah, I mean, it's very much the bifurcation that I think, you know, and maybe I don't know if it's 95-5 or 90-10 or whatever, but the president got 90%+ of the votes of all registered Republicans in the last election, got more votes than any other Republican in the history of this country. You know, this is, as this memo that came out a couple of weeks ago by some folks in Congress, the Republican Party is the working class party. This is we're the party of the middle. By working class, it's basically everybody who's working, you know, not at the very bottom of the scale, dependent on government, and not at the very top of the scale. It's not the party of the oligarchy, but that means that we need to find good leadership, because while we have a lot of people who are on our side, we do not have control of any of the commanding heights. We really don't have any of the elites, and we do need some. We need some elites who are able to organize and focus the power and the energy and the righteous indignation of the folks on our side.
It is a sad reality. This is an apolitical comment, but the Democrat Party it was that had a lot of true Americans and patriots in it 40, 50 years ago. It's gone. It doesn't exist. It has been taken over by either the radicals or this bi-coastal elite of rich white Americans who actually look down on those in another class from them. We are a new Republican Party. It is MAGA. It is America First. And part of that is what Chris is doing every single day with American Greatness. Go there today, bookmark it, amgreatness.com, and follow him on Twitter, TheChrisBuskert. Thank you, Chris. This is America First, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. You know I love MyPillow and how it literally changed my life. It's the pillow that won't go flat. You can wash it and dry it as many times as you want, and it'll keep its shape. And it's made in the USA. Now, for a limited time, Mike Lindell is offering his premium MyPillows for his lowest price ever. You can get a standard queen premium MyPillow for just $29.98. That's originally $69.98, $40 of savings. And kings are only $5 more. That's the lowest price ever. Just $29.98 for the standard queen premium. And all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code GORKA. You'll find the most amazing offers and deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream Sheets, the MyPillow Mattress Topper, and the MyPillow Towel Sets. Call 800-829-8468. Use promo code GORKA, MyPillow.com.
Knee deep in the swamp. First place in your heart. America First with Dr. G.
I hope it's as good as Chris says. I hope it really, really is. 90-95% of the Republican Party is Trumpian, is America First, is MAGA. But even if it is that solid, you know the swamp creatures the Bushies, the Boehner types, even the wishy-washy Lindsey Grahams. They don't want it to be truly America First. They don't want to rock the boat, to rock the establishment. Because it's a sinecure. It's a lovely, stable way of life that they don't actually have to do anything that really could change the power balance. Just pick up their paychecks, funded by you, and then those lucrative lobbying jobs once they leave office. As a result, it's really you. It's up to you to make a difference. I used it on my show yesterday on Newsmax, and I'm going to use it again and again and again, because this is really what it's all about.
Well, is it time to panic? Let me just tell you, folks, it's never going to be time to panic. Because we're never going to give up. We're not going to give up on America. I'm not. I don't think most of you are either. America's worth it. America is worth fighting for. America's worth not giving up.
They're fighting for it. The leftists. And they're using violence. Maxine Waters is encouraging it. You heard the montage we used today. We've used it again and again and again. They've normalized violence. Now we, God willing, won't have to use violence. Yesterday is the anniversary of the shot heard around the world. And it is how this, the greatest nation on God's earth, was born of a revolution against extremists, against those who would curtail our rights in the name of their tyrannical vision. We can win politically, but only if every single one of you is engaged. Make a difference. It's not just social media. It's not just voting. It's not just volunteering now and again. What if we filled those more than 50% of local GOP positions that are empty, empty right now? It's not the tough ones like precinct captain. It's the ones that just make sure that everything works and that when we need to win the elections, we can. Be part of that. Find out today. Connect with your local GOP. Volunteer. Because we have to win. We've done it before, and with you, we can. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Keep your head in the swivel. Watch your six. Hold the line. Never give up. Never give in. And now, especially when they want to provoke you, stay frosty.